flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hey, tomorrow, we're usually here in the studio on Fridays, but Sunday's the NFC Championship game, and it's in Philadelphia, so we're hitting the road. The brand new McGurk's in Royersford, that's where we're going to be. Midday show is going to be there, too, but you just come see us. I mean, you can see the midday show, too, but if you're going to only pick one, it's us.
I thought the copy only said the afternoon show.
I saw it's both. It's definitely both. It's got that evil look in his eye.
Oh, okay, they're going to be there, too?
Yes.
Oh, we're doing handouts? All right.
Yes.
No, I just want to make sure.
Speaking of handouts, we're going to have T-shirts to give away. The rumor is they are Jeffrey over Josh T-shirts.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Nice. Well, hey, listen, we got to step up because 106.7 The Fan, our sister station down in Washington.
Yes.
They spelled out
E-L-G-S
Eagles.
Yes. Yeah. That's a funny T-shirt.
Let me just say something real quick about the Commanders fans.
They're getting a little chesty.
They are.
Yeah.
And it's cute. I swear it's cute. I mean, my timeline is flooded with a bunch of nonsense from Commander fans I've never heard from ever before.
Some Commander fan emailed me and told me, he said, we have 5,000 tickets to this game in our possession. All right.
Bye. What, is it a ransom note?
Yeah. I mean, did email me for a week.
I'm just saying, man, the Commander fans, man, I could tell right now, they are going to be obnoxious.
It's nice to have them as
part of the I agree.
Like as an enemy now.
I agree. They don't know how to handle it just yet.
No.
They're just a little full of themselves right now.
A little chesty. Now, the bad thing is it sort of reminds me of the way Knicks fans were last year, just in terms of the attitude.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, settle down. And then we got our ass kicked. So I hope it's not the same thing. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, these Commander fans.
Little chesty. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which would you rather be heading into a playoff game, the better team or the hotter team? Ike, what do you think the response is?
The better team.
Yeah, what do you think percentage is?
Let's go 83%.
74.6%.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm asking you this.
Yeah, I went high for some reason, and I never go high like that.
No,
surprised there's actually 25% of people that say hotter team.
Well, this is my question, and I'm not asking you in this specific case, but just generally, on a not totally a Tell the Truth Thursday, but in the an honor of Tell the Truth Thursday.
Yeah.
If these were two different teams and one of them wasn't the Eagles, do you think that people's perception of who was going to win the game in Philadelphia would be different? If this were
slightly,
you know, if this were two teams, if it was the Rams versus the Vikings or something,
saying Washington versus the Rams.
If Washington,
I think there'd be more people that would be apt to roll with Washington.
Yep,
because they are, even though it's a historical franchise that's won championships, it's been so long, that would be like the story that everybody would roll with if our team wasn't necessarily involved. So I think it would be perceived a lot different, and the hotter team would be the one. It's hard to overlook that when your team is the Eagles, and that's what it is. I think Washington is the likable team of the four teams.
Yes, I think so, too.
Right? You would think?
And
maybe Buffalo. Buffalo, I think people are there for Buffalo.
Yeah, I think that even if Detroit had been there, I think people would have been rooting for Detroit.
Yes.
I think Corey had mentioned that nobody wants the Eagles to win and nobody wants the Chiefs to win. I think also what people are thinking of is that they don't want a 10-9 Super Bowl, which is what they are fearful of with Eagles versus Chiefs. So
what?
Well,
we average 27.
Yeah, well, Yeah.
Dude, it's going to be a 17-13 Super Bowl if it's Eagles Chiefs.
No, it's not. You think so?
Yeah, it's going to be low scoring.
No. Oh. Maybe low scoring, but it won't be that low. I go 21. I can go 21-17.
Yeah, that feels
good. Listen, I like
a football.
Good.
That's football.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, see,
y'all miss your defense over here.
Dude, you're so weird because, like, in the regular season, you're like, I need 45. And then the second it's, like, Big Ten football, you're like, you know what? Hold on. Let me get back to my roots.
I forget sometimes. I'm like, oh, I actually like this defensive football. I like this.
215-592-9494. We'll
Big
get
Ten
you.
Big Ten football. The best conference in college football,
yeah,
too,
people forget
way.
That, yeah.
Yeah, back-to-back national champions.
Yeah, once the SEC could stop cheating.
In a moment, we will get to what the Commanders defensive coordinator said about hitting Jalen Hurts. First, we'll talk to our buddy OG Wade. You're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Man, OG, it's Thursday.
Hey, man, listen.
First time I heard you all week.
Y'all tomorrow.
Huh?
Yeah, well, I've been discriminated against.
Oh, God.
So let's just put it that way.
You called at 5:50 yesterday.
Listen.
Oh, yeah, Jack picked Herb over OG. You remember that?
Over OG. Yeah, that was my fault.
Yeah, it's not your moment, Jack. It's not your moment. I'm talking to Ike and Spike, right? I'm snitching on you right now. Yeah, I've been discriminated against because I became, you know, popular, and now he's trying to chop me down.
Right. That's exactly what's happening. Yeah.
I would definitely take the back seat to Herb's call any damn day. I'm serious. I like that one. That's music.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yesterday was a doozy.
It always is a doozy. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I am very, very, and the answer to your question, Spike, I would much rather have the better team, which we are, because having a hot team, you know what the other side of hot is, right?
I do.
You got to cool down.
Yeah.
So when that team is no longer hot, you're done. You got no shot. You know what I'm saying? At least with the better team, you always have a shot. So
yeah, that's true.
You know, for
that's
that
true.
Matter there.
Yep.
And let me just say this here.
The thing is, then I'll let you finish,
what type
OG.
Of game I play, Ike?
OG, hang on 1 second. The thing with the hot team, and you're right. Usually, eventually, it cools off, right? And then what do you have to fall back on? The thing for me is like, I don't ever believe that the hot team isn't hot anymore until somebody beats them. So in my mind, the Commanders are always hot now until they're not anymore. So I wish I had not seen that game on Saturday night. I wish I hadn't seen that game because that game scared the hell out of me.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Spike. I'm glad you've seen that game because that game is the reason why we have our game where we have our game.
Yeah, that's so, for sure. That's
I'm
for sure.
Cool. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. So hell, I'm glad it went the way that you enjoyed it. So, but you know, that was cute. That was a cute little performance they did. I mean, but listen, it's time to put the yeah. Let me just say this here. Like I've always said, the OG played a long game. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we got Jalen the Duke Hurts as the second round pick. Going up against first rounders, no matter how you look at it, top 10 picks. And when it's all said and done, that second rounder that everybody disrespect and think and all put all over other quarterbacks over top is going to be sitting there hoisting that Lombardi. That I can guarantee you. Now, moving right along, I'm going to go this here. I'm going to take this here slow. Well, I ain't going so slow because I know y'all like to cut me off. But I'm going to do this here. On Sunday, what's going to happen is that the OG Wade 4-point system is going to rise and shine again. And we all going to be happy. Now, y'all ain't got to worry about the scores and all. It doesn't matter. All we got to do is win. So
I can't wait till we lose and I tell the NFL, but we won the 4-point system, so we need to reverse
that. That's the whole thing. You can't. There's okay. If you lose and you win the 4, you can't. There's no way you can lose the game and win the 4-point system. It's just it's impossible.
Well, it's not impossible, but yes, it's not probable.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. There's nothing that's impossible, OG.
Listen, what I'm
saying. We just won a game thrown for a net 65 yards, man.
Okay, but we won the 4-point system, Ike. We won it 3-1. So you can.
Wait, what happens when it's 2-2?
What do you mean? What when it's 2-2?
What happens if it's 2-2?
You didn't think this all the way through. Shouldn't it be a 5-point system?
No, well, the fifth point is score more points than the other team.
Hold on. The game cannot end at 2-2. It can't.
Oh, somebody, my God.
You got a four-point system is the point he's making.
What if happens if it's 2-2, if you got 2 points, 2 points,
I can't believe I just thought of this.
The kicking game.
Oh, then it goes to the kicking game. How much confidence we got in that?
Why don't you say some things matter more than others? Like turnover, winning a turnover matters more than something else.
Yeah, you got to work on this.
It's a dumb plan.
I thought you were talking about the score, Spike. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Okay.
But if it's 2-2, then it goes to the kicking game. Whoever wins the kicking game wins the game.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Well, their kicker ain't that good neither. So we got a Super Bowl. At least our kicker got a Super Bowl. He's got a track record of winning.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm going to always take that kicker over the one that, yeah. Yeah,
right.
We got the better kicker. Put it that way.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen, you was in the rope. Listen, you was in the corner with a standing eight count there. You almost got knocked out right there.
I misunderstood what he was saying.
I
don't think you did actually.
I understand. You know what? I see what y'all trying.
Misunderstood.
To do.
I said, what happens if it's 2-2?
Yeah, exactly. So,
listen, I get what y'all saying. You know what I mean?
All right. So
y'all I can't believe I just realized.
Go back to the drawing board, OG. Yeah. Go back to the drawing board.
Go find out the fifth point.
You can't beat
this guy.
The kicking game, my ass, this guy.
I can't believe he's been saying four-point system to me for a whole season, and this is the first time I thought to myself, wait a minute.
What if it's 2-2?
It can't be four-point system.
Well, you know what it was. He's been saying it all year. Nobody gave a damn.
His
4-point system.
This is the first
year.
Time I actually thought about what he was saying.
The first time we actually thought about his 4-point system.
Well, because he's been
heating up. Really, because last week was the first time he admitted to losing one of the areas, so he went 3-1.
Right.
So last week was the first time he was like, it was 3-1 last week.
I'm going to need him to come up with an official fifth point, and he's got to make it 5-point system.
Well, he did. He said the kicking game.
Yeah, the kicking game, which he didn't even really believe.
No, that's not
really
a real
think
answer.
About that before
no.
He said it.
And, but is it kicking and punting? Is it? And how do you determine who wins the kicking game?
Which, by the way... In that last game against Washington, our kicking game let us down.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you should probably say maybe fourth down decisions.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Whoever does better on fourth down?
Quarterback yardage?
I would say
net yards.
I would say whoever does better on fourth down.
Especially in today's game.
In this game, think about
third
Washington
and fourth down.
Never punts.
Yeah.
They damn near go for it all the time.
And Dan Quinn said the other day they're going to keep the pedal to the metal on that
right.
One.
So they're going to do that.
Yeah.
And if you think about that last game, well, the first game, it was the fourth down where they went for it. We stopped them when they could have kicked the field goal, so that was a big play. And then you had two fourth downs in the last game.
Wasn't it 16 yards?
Fourth and 11.
Fourth and 11, right.
When Jaden Daniels ran for the fourth down. And we dropped the ball on fourth down. Wasn't that on fourth down where Smitty dropped the ball?
Yes, it was.
That was fourth down.
Yes.
So if he catches that, that's game.
How much more is Kenny supposed to do? Kenny put it right on Devontae's hand.
Oh yeah, now that what he did. Yeah, that wasn't on Kenny Pickett there. Yeah, that was on Smitty.
Speaking of the Commanders,
that's how much we like Smitty. We don't even bring that.
No.
We haven't brought that up since that game.
No. Or Saquon's, really. I mean, kind of the people bring up Saquon's drop, but not really.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Saquon one gets brought up a lot more than the Devontae drop.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will get to what defensive coordinator Joe Witt from the Commanders said about Jalen Hurts right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Well, listen, you got to make sure that on Sunday, your house, your appliances are ready. And
you got to make sure.
What?
Well, you got to make sure. Double down. See how it's going. If your appliances aren't right, hey, here's the key, is no one wants to go to your house if your appliances aren't right.
So that's a good point.
You get that in a National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah. Or if you're only handing out apple slices.
Well, I do that, but my four-point system to an Eagles win.
Or he does only hand out apple slices.
I know, that's why nobody wants to go over there.
Yeah.
Perfect. I want to watch alone. I don't want to watch with people. Anyway. The Friends and Family Savings Event is back at National Appliance Warehouse. Yeah, I mean, listen, they're always ensuring that your dollar is stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse with a price-assured piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store to make sure that you are getting the best price possible. The Friends and Family Savings Event and tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. So you're going to get the best price. You're also going to get a great experience. Take it from me. Get down there today. You walk into National Appliance Warehouse, you feel like you're a part of their family. They're knowledgeable, they're smart, and they'll take care of you. I'm obviously, you know, not Mr. House guy. I walk in there, they make me feel like a genius. That's the difference at National Appliance Warehouse. On top of all that, you are going to get the perfect appliance for you. From Sub-Zero to Budget, Gen Air, they have what you need. Over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom at National Appliance Warehouse. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
So Jalen Hurts recovering from a knee injury, of which we don't even know what it is. Mm-hmm. And I guess, can we put the concussion in the past now? Or are we still a little worried?
I'm more worried about that knee.
Yeah. So Joe Witt, who is the Commander's defensive coordinator, was asked about how they attack Hurts in his situation. Here's what he said.
You're preparing for a quarterback who can use his legs in the run game as opposed to a quarterback who stays in the pocket more.
Well, you know, we've had a number of these guys that we've had to prepare for, and so the one thing is if he's going to run the ball and if the coordinator makes a decision for him to run the ball, we're going to treat him like a running back, and we're going to hit him that way, you know. So that's their decision if they want to get him hit the way that he gets hit. If they don't, they'll keep him in the pocket. So. But that's what we're going to do.
Wow.
That's my type of coordinator.
Yeah, I was going to say, shots fired on that. So if you were going into a game when you were playing and you mm-hmm. knew the quarterback was a little hobbled.
I would think the exact same way.
You want to get a shot
at him. I got no problem with what he said. That's how defenses think. That's how good defenses should think. And any defense that I've been a part of, that certainly has been the mindset. You know, if you're going to have a running quarterback, we treated Mike the same way. You know, we played Vic, you know, that big hit that Dalk put on Vic, that's a clear example of if he's going to run, he's going to take a shot. And sometimes, you know, 20 plus years ago, we pushed the envelope. You know, they don't get out of bounds quick enough, take the shot. Make the referee make a call.
Right.
Because if nothing else, you're going to make that quarterback feel you.
Yeah, if it's 15 yards.
Yes, right. And especially if it's early in the game. So it's not about being dirty or any of that. It's the mindset that if you're going to run this guy and we know how dangerous he is running, then we're going to treat him like a running back. That's up to you as an offensive coordinator. You call these plays where he may run. Well, guess what? We're going to hit him.
And there's a difference between saying we're going to hit him because he's running back and targeting his injury.
Right,
which,
yeah,
you
yes.
know, like, which I don't think it's impossible that they... You know, there's a difference between doing that and playing dirty. I think mm-hmm. it's a very fine line, you know.
Now, I will say this. He was smart enough not to say anything about that.
The injury.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Targeting anything or anything of that nature. I think he kept it nice and buttoned up. Where anybody who is a fan of the game can at least understand that. We may not like that because they're talking about our quarterback. But here's the other thing. They have a quarterback that runs, too. Knock his ass out, too.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
That's the way I look at it.
Yep.
They got
deal.
A quarterback that runs, too.
Same deal.
Put
Same
your
deal.
Helmet on him.
Yep.
I got no problem with what he said.
So two pieces of not great news. Cam Jurgens not at practice today.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Quinyon Mitchell not at practice today.
Ooh, I did not see that.
Now, he said he was going to play yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Quinyon said he was going to play.
Yeah, he said he was going to be
and
good
was,
to go.
Was Cam Jurgens on the injury report yesterday?
Yeah, he had a back
yes.
thing.
A back thing.
So, an interesting note here is that Dickerson's taking snaps at center at practice.
Okay.
He was a center in college.
Well, yeah. So then you put Steen in where Dickerson was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oof, but the fact that that's even, at least could be practicing that is kind of concerning.
Well, they have to practice
it. But they have to practice it if he's not practicing it.
Everyone relax. I know. I'm just saying just the saying. Fact that they're even
No, I know what you're saying is
Dickerson,
that it could be serious.
It could be
that,
something.
Yes. I agree. Yeah. I don't know how serious the Cam Jurgens injury is. I would lean more towards this is getting him rested up so he can play Sunday. Like Cam Jurgens finished the game last week. He would have to be damn near in the hospital right now to not play Sunday. Nobody's missing the conference championship game if you can walk and chew gum.
Yeah. So here's an idea.
Now, how effective you will be, that's different.
Right.
There is a center who retired last year.
He's on the morning show today.
He's on the morning show today. One game, Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Problem is, he looks like a fullback right now. He doesn't look like a center.
Right.
He was a scout team linebacker at Cincinnati. I think he could be a scout team linebacker.
That's what he looks like right now, yes.
Man, I don't – my nerves – look, we're past the thing where I always pick the other team, mm-hmm. right? I don't have to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. But I was nervous about last week's game, as I normally am. This one, I'm...
That's where I want you at.
Yeah?
Yes.
I'm terrified. Yes. If I'm being honest, like when we pick tomorrow, if we had a pick today, I'm going to try to get my head right for tomorrow for the pick. If we had a pick today, I don't know if you'd like the pick.
The big dumb dip one again?
That's all. I'm just saying I'm in a bad place with this game. I'm getting to a bad place. And normally the line going the way it would. The team's playing their fourth consecutive road game. It's a rookie in the NFC Championship game. I think they're 0-5 as a quarterback. Yeah. All those signs point to Eagles. Eagles are the better defense, you know, the better offensive line. Blah, 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 blah.
Let me tell you.
I am terrified.
Think of this. Yeah. Crawfish, jambalaya.
I'm not going to eat any of that.
Beignet.
I can't eat that either.
Yeah, listen.
Beignet's with the...
No, it's a pastry.
That's a bidet, my bad.
Yes. Beignet and bidet, two different
things. How many times I had to tell you?
Yeah.
That's where we're headed, Spike.
Jack's going to go to Cafe Du Monde and order a bidet.
That's where we're headed, Spike. Right. Just think of being on Bourbon Street.
Okay, wow.
During the day, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
We're back in the hotel by 10.
Before the show. We're going to Bourbon Street before the show.
Yes.
On Monday and Tuesday. Before the Bills fans get there.
Yeah, we're back in. Don't worry. Okay. I'm with you there. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
But we're going, brother.
Okay.
We're hanging out in New Orleans next. Two weeks from now.
I'm terrified. Terrified. I really want to sing Creed at that Radio Row. But,
I know.
All right, come on.
Yeah, think about that. We're gonna do that too.
I think Jill might be rooting for the Commanders.
Get you out of town. You home.
Yeah.
No. Kidding me? She could use a break.
Do not try to throw Jill under the bus here.
Yeah.
What a household we got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What is going on over there, man?
Your mom does all the work there anyway. What difference does it make?
No, I told her. I thought we're gonna walk sleep over at the grandparents.
There you
all
go.
Week.
Yeah. See, everything's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Walk's gonna love it.
All right. Well, I wonder if she'll
up late at night.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, he does that anyway. Yeah.
So we have Shiel next. Do you think Shiel's nervous like I am?
No, he's an objective Big J.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to Shiel Kapadia next.
Was Shiel nervous last week? Did he pick the Eagles?
He picked the Eagles. He picked the Rams to cover.
That's what it was.
What a coward.
Yeah.
Well, they did.
Who would do that? Nobody on this show.
I'm mad I didn't.
Yeah. Shiel joins us next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.